producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Leanne McAdoo and Rob Dew are coming up with the fourth hour, jam-packed news and information, your calls and more. Right now we're going to your calls. Margaret in Oklahoma, what do you think of the Pope and Obama Wonder Twins uniting in the form of a giant carbon-taxing eugenics monster? What do you make of this?
I think it's awful. It's just we just have to stand against it. That's what we have to do. Everybody has to stand against it. What I wanted to say, thank you for taking my call, even into overtime. What I wanted to say was about Francis Schaeffer Cox, his first name is Francis, who was thrown into prison just like Peter Schiff's father, for political reasons, and this is how our Department of Justice has gone completely criminal, and they can do anything they want and get away with it. Another thing I wanted to say, this is really fast, I was about Mel Gibson's father. You know, he claimed years ago that the Pope was not legitimate. And this is not Mel Gibson, but his father. But he shifted to, he still wanted to be a Catholic, but he shifted to a religion that was called the empty seat Catholic.
No, I understand. They still practice the original Catholic, the older Catholic faith. Actually, I know Hutton Gibson, know him quite well, know the family quite well, and they have been, I think, set up and demonized in a lot of things for their stance against the takeover of the Catholic Church. And regardless of what you think of Mel Gibson and some of the things he's done, they're certainly right about what's happened to the Catholic Church. I appreciate your call. Denise in Minnesota, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I just have two quick comments. One you need to write down and give to Peter Schiff. He needs to get a hold of Barry Schenck.
Okay.
That guy has gotten more people that have been wrongfully imprisoned, and this is an obvious case of this man should not be still sitting in prison. The other comment I had was, I would not want to be in the Pope's shoes the day he meets the Lord.
Yeah, I don't think this Pope even believes in God. You can just see he's just a little social engineer, communist, probably an atheist, probably, who knows? I mean, it's just, I don't want to judge him myself, but the fruits of this guy and the whole evil media behind him, I mean, what does that tell you when the media is behind him? They blackmailed the Catholic Church, whether it was good or bad. They blackmailed it. They took it over. And the question is, who controls Pope Francis?
Wouldn't want to be in his shoes.
I wouldn't either. God bless you, ma'am. But one other point. Go ahead. Oh, she's gone. Sorry. Jared in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Hello, how you doing? How neat it is to talk to you, Alex. I started listening to you with my dad about 20-some years ago when I was in my early and mid-teens, so it's been neat to see you grow. Am I on?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yes, I just wanted to say that, you know, you said something that you know, got me thinking. You talked about, you know, bullies, you know, and how bullies just, you know, with the forced inoculations, now the pedophilia, letting migrants come in and walk all over our culture. You know, it's kind of, they're seeing how far they can push it.
Yes.
And another thing that bullies do is not only do they keep trying to, you know, see how far they can push things, but they also like to try to provoke, you know, the person they're targeting too. And I honestly believe that, you know, the elites and stuff, you know, I don't know that they believe in all this stuff as much as they know it really makes the people they oppose angry. And I think that they're just keeping on pushing and pushing and pushing, and they aren't going to stop until they basically provoke an armed confrontation. I think that's what they want.
That's it, because they know culturally we're voting with our dollars, culturally the Federal Reserve is being exposed, culturally the corrupt Vatican's falling apart. They know that, so they want to force a confrontation, a war. It's kind of like World War One. The British and others couldn't beat German ingenuity and science. They were taking over the world by economics. So they killed their crown prince. The Germans got mad, had a war. Then the British intelligence funded Hitler, put him in. He didn't work for him, but they wound him up. It's like ISIS. And they were able to defeat Germany. They did a great job. They got to kill 20 million Germans. So you're absolutely right. Great points, Jared. It is forced culture shock with the pedos, all of it. This is the takeover. This is it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are looking at, there's a story now where they're talking about a growing number of conspiracy theorists believe that California's drought is actually being caused by the government. Now, of course, the way that this whole thing is being reported is super condescending. And, you know, Rob Dew, let's get into it. I'm tired of this condescending thing of saying, how could that even exist?
Well, let me just say this. Back in 2009, I made a road trip with Jason Douglas and Jason Burmes. We went and toured California, drove up to the Northern California, met Rosalind Peterson, and met her, the town she lived in, met her mayor, who also thought something was going on. So and Rosalind had worked for the Agricultural Board. She was been in farming all her life. The farmers we went and talked to were also, there's something going on. They're spraying something. The trees are dying.
Right.
The livestock is sick. There's something going on. We're not getting as much rain as we used to. There's high levels of heavy metals in the snowpack. These all aren't crazy people
right.
that are coming up with this. And the guy they focus on there, Dane Wigington, we've had him on the show before. We're actually trying to get him on for tomorrow. You know, these people aren't crazy people. Dane has worked in the solar industry for a while. And he's
exactly.
like noticing less solar activity hitting the Earth.
He's taken a lot of things in to get lab tests done, a lot of samples there. We've spoken to so many people, and we're going to actually be airing some videos coming up in the next segment where we have experts talking about how weather modification is being used, how it's been used as a weapon of warfare. So we're going to get more into that.
Because we have an amazing documentary from Ben Livingston, who's the father of weather weapons. This guy
right.
was doing cloud seeding where he said they would take a small cloud, run a jet through it a few times, spraying in their aerosols, and they would turn it into a monsoon to flood areas out that they wanted flooded out. And they did this with precision back in the 60s. This is during the Vietnam War.
Right.
But you think they're not doing
allegedly.
And you think it's not more advanced now? Come on. And, you know, there's a couple articles in The Guardian. Here's one from 2012. U.S. geoengineers to spray sun-reflecting chemicals from balloon. Okay, they're not doing it from balloons, I'll tell you that. But this is the cover story. Oh, we're doing it from balloons. And you go down to the third paragraph. David Keith, who's a big geoengineering proponent, he's been confronted many times by other geoengineering activists. One of the investigators has argued that solar geoengineering could be an inexpensive method to slow down global warming, but other scientists warn that it could have unpredictable, disastrous consequences for the Earth's weather system and food supplies. Environmental groups fear that the push to make geoengineering a plan B for climate change will undermine efforts to reduce carbon emissions. So they hide it on this carbon climate change BS.
Right.
But this right here, Earth's weather systems and food supplies. We talked to Dr. Tim Ball. He was in Fall of the Republic. He was the guy who's been studying the climate his whole life.
Right.
And he says, look, the climate changes. It happens all the time. You can't stop climate change if you wanted to. But what we're doing is trying to play God in certain areas, in certain regions, and by spraying stuff in the air, we're basically destroying certain areas. We're changing
right.
their weather systems.
And that's exactly the concern. We have the United Nations Environment Program where they're actually talking about geoengineering and how important it is to combat global warming and climate change. But, of course, they talk about the fact that you can't mess with one part of the environment without affecting many other parts of the environment.
It's a weird version of the butterfly effect. If you mess with something here, it's going to change something downstream.
Exactly. And you know, here it is right here. You have the UN Environment Program. Big conspiracy theory doesn't exist. The reporter, you know, says to Wigington, you know you sound crazy, right, saying that the government can control the weather? Well, here it is right here from the UN. Or we have geoengineering symposiums where they're talking about these things going on, experiments in solar aerosol spraying.
I totally forgot about this. We could actually, the guys could look up geoengineering patents that are filed
yeah.
with the U.S. Patent Office.
Right.
There's a list of them.
Right.
It's not like one or two. There's a whole list of them. I mean, this is actively going on right now, and it's happening above you. It's happening everywhere. I mean, I've shot plenty of chemtrails. I know what a chemtrail looks like from a contrail, and people say they don't like to use that word, but I mean, I call it as I see it, and I am not a big fan of what they're trying to do to us and then how it's being played off as you're crazy if you bring it up.
Yeah.
It's just regular airplane traffic. There's more airplane traffic.
Well, and they say, well, why would they do that? Why would they do that to us when they're breathing the same air, the same sky? I mean, these are people that don't think ahead. They are spraying particles into the sky, heavy metals, aluminum, things like that, thinking that it's going to be blocking the sun. And that is all kind of raining down on us. Oh, no, it's a conspiracy theory. Those are patents.
Doesn't exist.
Those are patents. Just look away. Nothing to see here. Now, this is from The Guardian, February 2015. Spy agencies fund climate research in hunt for weather weapon. And this is, of course, you know, I think they kind of this stuff comes out years later. They've already got this weapon. It already exists. I actually have a clip where Michio Kaku was on CBS this morning talking about the alleged use of CIA weather weapons, like you were talking about in Vietnam, Operation Popeye. Watch how the news anchors react to him bringing this up.
The In part because, too, I remember reading the stories that China had used this during the Olympics, that the USSR had used this after Chernobyl to create rain clouds. I mean, did those really work then? We have some of these capabilities now?
Inconclusive. Even in the 60s, the CIA used this to bring down monsoons during the Vietnam War, to wash out the Viet Cong. Governments have been playing with this thing.
Alleged to, right.
Yeah.
Now, like, oh, yes.
We realize that for decades now, these governments have been alleged to have experimented with weather control, but nothing.
The government's not going to sue you.
Right.
I mean, it's ridiculous. The government's not going to sue him for saying that they did that. We have the guy who did it back in the Army and Air Force on the show. We interviewed him.
It's called Project Popeye. You know, and then he goes on to talk about how, but we're doing this in the lab. We're testing with these, shooting these laser weapons up, and they're, you know, manipulating the ionosphere. When we are, that has also been admitted that that's exactly what was going on with the HARP program.
Exactly. And those HARP devices are all over the world. They're not just up in Alaska. There's a map of them. They have some in South America, some in North America, and they heat the ionosphere.
Yeah.
What is that going to do? Well, they used to launch nuclear. They were talking about launching nuclear bombs into the atmosphere just to see what it would do. So these people are not above spraying particles into the air just to see what it would do.
Right. I mean, this has been going on for decades, and they talk about the Chinese doing it and the Russians, but they're all doing it. And the HARP system here, this was David Walker. He's the Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Science, Technology, and Engineering. And he was the one who actually dropped this bombshell. He was asked by Lisa Murkowski about, I mean, they were dismantling the HARP program there in Alaska. And so he was basically admitting, yeah, we've done everything we need to do with HARP. We're still leaving it up for whoever else might want to use it and do their own testing. But we used it for injecting energy into the ionosphere to be able to actually control it. But that work's been completed. They're done with it now. So, you know, and they kind of put it off like, we messed around with HARP, but it wasn't really anything that we were, no. And then they talk about all these different wave blast simulators and these weapons that they're using underwater that could actually cause tsunamis and things like this. But it's for global warming.
And instead of looking at things like, you know, real pollution that is going on, like putting fluoride in the water supply, you're just taking a pollutant and dumping it in the water supply for everybody to ingest. Those things are looked at also as you're crazy, you're a conspiracy theorist. But, you know, we're talking about carbon things, what we exhale. And what plants breed is the big pollutant in this air. And
right.
So the Pope's got to ride around in a Fiat, his little clown car. But, you know, here's another article from The Guardian, geoengineering projects around the world. It's a whole map of projects that are currently ongoing. Well, this is in 2012, but projects that are ongoing to change the environment, to geoengineer the environment. And so you can't say this stuff doesn't exist. People are doing it in many different ways.
Right.
It's not just spraying stuff in the clouds.
Right, and it's funny because Michio Kaku in that interview, he talks about how, you know, in the future, if you on your wedding day you want to have a clear day, you'll be able to use this technology. You know, it'll probably cost you $100,000+ to ensure no rain. Can you imagine if there's just a bunch of people running around thinking that they need to have a rain here, and then of course, if there is an issue with the drought like they're having in California. You know, why don't
they have 2,000 clear days? You know, they're
right.
But they, you know, they've got it under control. That they're going to put black balls on top of their reservoir to
right.
absorb heat and make it evaporate faster and grow mold and fungus is going to grow under these things. And, you know, the Israelis did the same thing, but they did it with white balls.
Right.
And they said the white balls are the way to go, and they actually have them. It was a pretty interesting article. They the balls had holes in them, so water would fill in them, so they would kind of sit in the water. But the water would condensate, evaporate to the top, and then condensate immediately. So there was no, I mean, less water loss than what you would normally have through evaporation.
Right. Well, and then what about the fact that there's plastic leaching into the water from the hot sun beating down on it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they don't care about those gender-bending chemicals going into the water at all. They're probably coated with BPA. I mean, who knows? These things are probably made out of soft BPA nodules.
Right, they're like, this will
ridiculous.
Just bypass the middleman. Now we won't have to pay our plastic makers to inject these hormones, the BPH. But, yeah, you know, I had one of the writers from BuzzFeed kind of retweeted me when I was talking about how Kylie Jenner, she tweeted out to all of her, you know, millions of Twitter followers this question about geoengineering and look up in the sky and what is this? And, of course, that was – the ultimate opportunity for the mainstream media or whatever, alternative mainstream. I wouldn't call them BuzzFeed mainstream. But they, you know, for them to just poke fun at us and say, oh, look at their spraying. And, you know, this is happening. It's real. Why is it so hard for them to just do a little research? Just like this reporter that made fun of Dane Wigington, telling him he sounded crazy.
And let me tell you, Dane's even saying that the stuff they're spraying is helping keep these fires going in the West, too. And the fires are out of control right now.
Yeah.
So, who knows? We're going to get him on the show pretty soon to talk about this and break it all down. So.
All right. Well, we've got a lot more coming up. We're going to talk about the Pope and the 2030 UN agenda and how he ties into that.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
By the union that big business
And welcome back. You are listening to the fourth hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. If you want to watch us, go to Infowars.com/show, where you can see everything that's going on. You can watch the reports in their full visual effect. Now, we're going to be getting to some of your phone calls here shortly.
You know what, though? Let me interrupt. You're going to want to get on Infowars.com/show for the second half of the Overdrive Hour, because we're going to play a couple reports, one of which is Alex Jones, where he kind of channeled the madness that is going on with people legitimizing pedophilia. If you haven't seen it on the on the Alex Jones channel or on Infowars, we have it posted today. We're going to show part of it at least. And
disclaimer, there should be a trigger warning for all of you people out there that are offended by sensitive material.
People who don't like clowns.
It's shocking, tune in. But it's reality. So that's coming up. That's Infowars.com/show. Now we're going to be getting to your phone calls, Trisha in Oregon and Adam, FEMA Region 4. But first, let's talk about some of the amazing specials that we still have going on. We had some top-notch specials going on all during our money bomb, but now we have some holdover from that. So
that's right.
Do you want to talk about some?
Sure. Right now, we have 20% off Brain Force and DNA Force. And DNA Force just came back in stock. And so to, you know, let everybody know it's back in stock, 20% off. I mean, DNA Force is really like the Cadillac of products for your cells. Brain Force is going to give you that energy that you're looking for and clarity without, you know, clouding up your mind or making you super hyper. You know, a lot of people here are taking that on in the office and really like it. And it's not like an energy drink high where you're just going to be like all jittery. It really gives you focused attention. And also, you know, for kids with that same problem of becoming focused, a lot of parents have been using Child Ease, and that was out of stock and now it's back. I gave a couple bottles to some friends of mine. Sometimes I give it to my kids. My kids are on a low sugar diet, so they're not too crazy. But every once in a while, might slip them a little Child Ease here. Hey, guys, take some of this. And it calms them down, gets them focused. And they're not as interested in watching TV or looking at the phones or whatever. You know, they get interested in, like, drawing and building Legos and stuff. So it really does, you know, it's been helping, you know, my kids. I don't give it to them every day, but, you know, on those hard days with the kids, you know, it's always good to have Child Ease in the cabinet. So I urge you to check that out. And also on October 1st, that's next week, InfoWars Select, we're going to be ending those specials. So you definitely want to stock up on your food items if you're lacking in that department. I am stocked up. I got so stocked up, I passed them off to some relatives. So I'm like, here, you take some of this. I don't have room for it.
Yeah, well, they say, the 23rd, that's today.
Today's the day. So, but, you know,
the Pope and Obama are converging.
Yeah, we had somebody call in and said November 15th is going to be the day that the sun's blacked out for 15 days. That's not the stuff we're talking about. We're talking about, hey, what if you have an earthquake in your area?
Right.
Or what if a hurricane hits your area and you're blocked off? I lived through Hurricane Rita that hit the western side of Louisiana, not as populous as New Orleans, but still there were homes without power for weeks. And we had food. They also had the National Guard giving out food, but you had to go stand in their line and play by their rules.
Right.
There were churches that were doing food, but we also had our own food with us. So you have to take care of yourself, because you can't take care of anybody if you can't take care of yourself.
Right.
So InfoWarsSelect.com.
Excellent. Well, let's go ahead, and we got about 1 minute. Let's take one phone call. Trisha from Oregon, go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, guys.
Hello.
I must start by saying you guys are amazing. Thank you for what you do. But I want to get to the point. I live in Oregon. I see chemtrails every day. I take pictures every day. There's a gentleman on YouTube. It's called The Harp Report. He puts reports out like every month or so. He has special satellite equipment. He shows you global infrared every little bit at a time. And if just a normal average person looks at it for more than 5 minutes, can see blatantly what they're doing to the West Coast.
Right. You're absolutely right, Trisha. Thank you. There is so much evidence out there online. We've interviewed people where they had documented all of these silks falling from the sky, getting video. There's planes flying above, and all of these silk threads are then covering their property, covering it.
Oregon is a beautiful state, too, but it is being systematically destroyed with what is going on. And 10 years from now, if you take a snapshot now and then you take the same snapshot 10 years from now, you're going to see some major changes, some major deforestation, but not from log cutting. You're just going to see it from dying trees, which they blame on a beetle. You know, it's always the beetle. You know, it's not anything else. It's just this one beetle that's taking everything down. And that seems to be, you know, their cover story for everything. It's never the cause of people spraying things in the atmosphere, that or geoengineering, which is admitted around the world.
Right. Yeah, please. You sound like a conspiracy theorist right now. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, coming up, more on the Pope and the 2030 agenda, blueprint for a new world order. I mean, he's there with the president, and they are definitely ramping this up in overdrive.
Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. You're listening to the fourth hour Overdrive, and I am Leanne McAdoo. Now, let's talk about some of the stories that are up on the Drudge Report today. We are once again witnessing the exploitation of a tragedy to advance the surveillance state. Now we have iris scanners being implemented on school buses after a student's death. Now there was an autistic boy. He apparently wasn't able to speak, so he was left forgotten about. He was left to die on a school bus. It was parked in a district parking lot. So now a nearby school district is going to be using biometric iris scanners on these special needs buses to prevent the tragedies like this one from happening in the future. So every time the students get on or off the bus, they're going to have their iris scanned, and in that way it'll send an alert to the bus driver to let them know that the the child is on the bus and that they've exited the bus. And then if, you know, at the end of the night, at the end of the route, they can make sure that all of the people have been checked out. So, of course, you know, they're saying that they're going to be rolling this out now for your children's safety. And the president of the IRATRANS system points out how this is a something that's happening in epic proportions nationally, that there's kids are falling asleep or they're getting lost. And so they're really selling this to parents as, you know, it's for their safety. And, of course, that's the exact same thing they did in the past with these implantable implantable microchips. So now you'll recall that in 2013, they already tried to roll this out without parents' permission. They already started scanning children's irises without parental consent. A lot of people were really mad, and they said, oh, well, we sent you a letter telling you you could opt out, which, you know, that turned out to just enrage a lot of parents. Well, think about this. They're getting these kids, I mean, even universities and elementary schools now are using biometric information in lieu of IDs. And so they're getting all of your children's biometric information stored in a database for your safety. But now let's look at another story. I mean, this is the federal government who can't even keep control over their own highly sensitive information. So we learned about one of the largest hacks in history here that just happened a few months ago with the government there at the Office of Personnel Management. More than 20 million people, top secret clearance, had their information stolen from them. One of the victims wrote that the Office of Personnel Management is the agency that asks your neighbors what they know about you that could be used to blackmail you. So this is the type of top secret sensitive information that was hacked into. Well, it also turns out that includes fingerprints. And, you know, I previously reported how easily your fingerprints could be used to frame you. They can make a mold of your fingerprints. They could use this in phones or anything where you have to actually scan in with your fingerprints. So, you know, that's perfectly safe for the government to hold on to all of your children's biometric information. But now check this out. This is a story at Infowars.com, also up on the Drudge Report. FBI is merging criminal and civil fingerprint database. So now, you know, the FBI, they've always said that they didn't have any interest in, you know, keeping those fingerprints that your employers scan or that, you know, I had to put my fingerprints in order to get an ID here in Texas. But now all of that has changed. The FBI is going to be merging fingerprints and biographical information. They're going to be taking all of that and putting it in their government database. This is according to the Electronic Frontier Foundation. And the EFF believes that this change is part of an ever-growing movement toward cataloging information on everyone in America. And it's a movement that won't end with fingerprints. So is this more about safety for your children or pre-crime, or is it about controlling the populace, especially when we're seeing more and more civil unrest and people pretty upset about the fact that they are living in a police state and now living in a technocratic police state? But they're going to sell you this idea that they're not using it for any nefarious means, and it's totally okay. And in fact, just a few months ago, the NSA was told they needed to shut everything down because it was violating our constitutional rights. And so, you know, they went off with their tail between their legs saying, we're going to shut it all down. But of course, they're going to hold on to all of the information they've already collected. Now, John Bowne has a really great in-depth report talking about this, how there's some, quote, new rules for Big Brother, and just kind of the falseness of them saying that everything's okay, all your data belongs to us, and they'll keep it perfectly safe. Let's listen to that report.
The privacy you expect in emails, contacts, notes, and even location data has been easily accessible to civil law enforcement agencies like the Federal Trade Commission and the Security and Exchange Commission for decades. The Electronic Communications Privacy Act of 1986 was signed into law by President Reagan on October 21st, 1986. Title I of the ECPA, or ECPA, was intended to protect wire, oral, and electronic communications while in transit. Title II, known as the Stored Communications Act, was intended to protect communications held in electronic storage. And Title III prohibits the use of pen register and or trap and trace devices to record dialing, routing, addressing, and signaling information used in the process of transmitting wire or electronic communications without a court order. However, the law is so ancient that government agencies have been mining it for years, and the provisions in Title II only apply to stored emails up until 180 days. After that, your emails are fair game. The cloud has also created a new treasure trove of data related to every detail of your existence. The NSA's $2 billion Utah data center has been gobbling up every individual's information and storing it for pre-crime, surveillance, and a blatant criminal exercise of violating every American's Fourth Amendment rights to create a culture of submission. Now, Utah Senator Mike Lee, along with Senator Patrick Leahy and Representatives Kevin Yoder and Jared Polis, are spearheading the ECPA Amendments Act. The act would require law enforcement to acquire a warrant to gain access to your private information, regardless of how old it is. And the government bureaucracies would be required to notify unsuspecting Americans that their privacy was breached by Big Brother within 10 days. Policies that should have been set up 30 years ago. Of course, Big Brother isn't going to go down that easy.
5 years ago, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit found the contents of email was fully protected by the Fourth Amendment, regardless of its age. And that's effectively become the rule nationwide. Major service providers no longer turn over the contents of emails or texts without a warrant or a legitimate warrant exception. The ECPA Amendments Act simply, as Senator Lee knows, we simply codify current practice. Now, some have raised concerns the bill would hamper civil regulatory agencies, such as the SEC. Well, we want these agencies to be affected. But there's nothing in our Constitution that says only certain agencies have to follow the Constitution, others don't have to.
On behalf of the SEC, concerning the Electronic Communications Privacy Amendments Act, pending before your committee. I share the bill's goal of updating ECPA's evidence collection procedures and privacy protections to account for the digital age. But the bill in its current form poses significant risks to the American public by impeding the ability of the SEC and other civil law enforcement agencies to investigate and uncover financial fraud and other unlawful conduct. I firmly believe there are ways to update ECPA that offer stronger privacy protections and observe constitutional boundaries without frustrating the legitimate ends of civil law enforcement. The SEC's tripartite mission is to protect investors, maintain fair, orderly, and efficient markets, and facilitate capital formation. Our Division of Enforcement furthers this mission by investigating potential violations of the federal securities laws, recommending that the Commission bring actions against alleged fraudsters and other wrongdoers, and litigating the SEC's enforcement actions. A strong enforcement program is critical to the SEC's efforts to protect investors from fraudulent schemes and promotes investor trust and confidence in the integrity of our securities market.
The New World Order detests our God-given liberty. Consequently, they also have no regard for law and order. And in the face of a nation increasingly craving liberty, Congress's assumed access to our private lives should be revoked, as it is clearly violating our Bill of Rights. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
All right, well, there you go. They're from the government, and they are here to help. And now we've got to worry about our religious sectors as well, because this month the UN is going to be launching their blueprint for a new world order with the help of the Pope. Now, as everyone is fawning over his holy arrival, you know, let's point out how one of the number one search terms on Google was, is the Pope the Antichrist? Which is kind of funny because several years ago, that was also one of the main trending Google searches, is Obama the Antichrist? So kind of funny there. But let's talk a little bit about this 2030 agenda. There's pretty much been a total media blackout of this. Now, this is coming off of Zero Hedge, submitted by Michael Snyder. He did this reporting. But the Sustainable Development Summit is going to be held from September 25th to the 27th. And some people are calling this Agenda 21 on steroids. And the Sustainable Development is going to transform our world for the better by 2030. So that's just 15 years. So you can really see how they're ramping this whole agenda up into overdrive. But this is not just about the environment. It also includes plans regarding economics, agriculture, education, and gender equality. So that would explain some of those controversial White House guests. Now, this entire planet is going to be committing to working toward 17 sustainable development goals and 169 specific sustainable development targets. So this is pretty important, and it's being rolled out this week, and yet no one is talking about it. They're, of course, talking about the Pope and how exciting this is and those controversial White House guests and what that means for Catholicism and everything like that and how wonderful it is that the Pope is going to be leveraging his moral high ground to help push the president's agenda. But they're not going to openly call this a new world order. Now, obviously, fundamentally changing the economic development of the world, That's exactly what this is, the New World Order. And in the past, this always happens. We have a technocratic elite who promise us a utopia. And what happens is that it quickly degenerates into extreme forms of tyranny. So this is obviously something we're going to be reporting on a lot more in depth, obviously tonight on the nightly news, as well as in the days rolling out. But this is pretty big news, and obviously that's why there's also a total media blackout in the mainstream media. Now, another thing, let's kind of switch gears here, something we've been kind of reporting on all week because it was so shocking, the fact that they are openly now peddling pedophilia. And, you know, for myself, it was just so extreme. Yeah, there should be some other resources for people out there who have mental disorders to go figure out how they can help themselves rather than just these seedy, dark internet forums. So I get that. I get where this person might be coming from. But the way that the piece, the Salon.com article that's gotten everyone in a tizzy, the way it was written was, you know, feel sorry for me. I was a victim. And you know what? Pedophilia isn't that bad. And we're people too. And you should be understanding and just love us. So that was incredibly shocking. So shocking, in fact, that Alex Jones decided to channel one of these potbelly clowns and explain to you what this is really all about, how this is being unraveled here in our society, and kind of got to the heart of the matter. Now, this is a video that you really have to watch for yourself. So if you go to Infowars.com/show, you can watch along with us. It's there with all of the articles, all the news clippings, everything, all the proof you need to see what is happening with this pushing of pedophilia. So here's that video.
Welcome, children. Welcome to the newest trendy liberal program brought to you by the liberal trendy establishment media. You know who's coming out of the closet now with federal judges ruling on it and saying it's good all over the world? Writers for Salon.com telling you it's time to love the pedophile? I just said it. It's all about a sexual preference. When we grab your kid out of the back of the yard, we teach them how to love. And it's all right with our preference that you belong to us. Just like Melissa Harris Perry said, your kids don't belong to you, they belong to the state.
Part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
And the people that make up the state like me. So now it's time for you to learn it's an act of domination, an act of control. And we're not just going to sexually abuse your children. We're going to forcibly inoculate them with deadly pathogens known to brain damage them. We're going to rape their brains, rape their minds, and make you take care of them for decades when they're autistic, wearing diapers, crying at night. Because that's what we like to do, and you're so weak and pathetic, you'll do whatever we tell you. So now I'm coming right out. I don't have a message to the parents out there. I have a message to the children. you belong to the state and Big Pharma, and you belong to the cult of the PBP, the Potbelly Pedophile. We're going to take good care of you. Let me show you where you're going to be living now once the state takes you away. Once the state teaches you how to enjoy yourself. Come on in. You think Sandusky, you think the Catholic Church of the pedophiles is isolated? It's system-wide. We control this country and the world now, and your children belong to us. So mommy and daddy aren't going to be able to protect you. Just like all the big defense contractors caught shipping kids around. Who do you think they feed them to? Us. We're going to ship the narcotics into your country. We're going to take your kids. We're going to do whatever we want. We're going to sit up there on television and in print. And the new trendy group is going to be people used to call pedophiles. Now we're upstanding citizens and your kids belong to us. You better get used to that and understand it, kids. Just like California passed a law that kids can decide to be vaccinated, even if their parents don't want to.
All right, and that was just a portion of this video special report put out by Alex Jones. It's called Pedophiles Are People Too. You can watch it in its entirety on the Alex Jones YouTube channel. Like I said, some disturbing images in that, you know, you need a trigger warning, most of you kids out there in the university right now. But it's real. That's actually happening. And why are they peddling pedophilia now? Is it because there is some sort of satanic network happening? Is it because the upper echelons of our government are involved in this? Or 2% of Catholic priests are pedophiles, according to the Pope himself? I don't know. I don't really know what it's about, but it is some sort of a sick agenda that is happening, and we're not going to let this happen. I've got, like I said, a trigger warning myself for anybody out there that wants to touch some kids without... We'll be right back.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hcfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hcfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hcfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Welcome back. We're wrapping up the fourth hour Overdrive. I am Leanne McAdoo here. And now I'm going to go ahead and take one of your phone calls. Paul in New Mexico, you've been holding for quite some time, and you wanted to talk about the Pope. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Leanne. It was nice talking to you. The Pope, you know, I just want to make a comment. Sorry, my voice is a little cracked. But, the Pope is the one who's blowing the real smoke. As he pushes a global warming hoax, not the coal plant, which is below in CO2 and water vapor. We need to stop worshiping and feigning over any man. No man on a white horse is going to save this country, only the Lord Jesus Christ on his white horse and his followers on their white horses will save this country. That's why I sort of like Ben Carson, if he didn't have this problem with the vaccine. I mean, he's totally wrong on that, but I like him other than that because he is a Christian, and it's only through our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that we're going to ever, I mean, who is the ultimate campaign advisor? I would like to have the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal campaign advisor and my life campaign advisor. Not any other campaign advisor, but the Lord Jesus Christ is who I would want to rely on. We need to stop selectively shutting down these coal plants to collectively blame all the coal plants. They could keep the 30 ones open to collectively scapegoat and blame the entire coal industry and shut them down.
It's just this huge argument out there, and it's really just to put money in the pockets of the globalists and take the power away from the people. I'm not against recycling. I'm not against taking care of the planet and all of these things. I mean, I don't want people to think I'm, you know, anti-environment here, but I'm just anti-BS. And I think we've thoroughly cut through all of that. Thank you so much, Paul. And, you know, I agree with you. I think that's just right there. We really have nothing to fear, but it is about sort of shining a light on all of these dark places for other people out there who aren't aware about what's really going on. Now, in the last couple minutes here, I just want to get everyone pumped up for the InfoWars nightly news tonight. That's where you'll normally be able to find me. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be hosting from the UK, and you can watch that live if you are a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber. You can go there, PrisonPlanet.tv, sharing your username and password with up to 20 people at the same time. There you get instant access to over 18 years worth of content that people are not going to be able to find on YouTube. So that's kind of the benefit there of the Prison Planet TV subscription. And you, of course, help this operation, and we thoroughly appreciate that. There, some of the things that Watson's going to be talking about tonight, the fact that they're pushing pedophilia here, yet they're entirely covering up the rape crisis there with the migrant, the mass migration there. There's a huge issue covering up rapes there by the German media. They have some issues with some men attempting to kidnap kids, covering that up as well, because they don't want to offend anyone, the masses of people who might be there. Of course, they're going to be talking a little bit more about the Pope. We've got our reporters on the ground there. Jakari Jackson and David Knight are going to be updating us on everything. And then Watson's favorite, he's going to be talking about feminists blaming the patriarchy for the way they smell. My goodness, it is never a dull moment there. So that's coming up tonight, 7 p.m. Central. Thank you so much for tuning in. And again, I'm Leanne McAdoo. You can find me at the InfoWars Nightly News. Follow me on Twitter at Leanne McAdoo. We'll see you here again tomorrow.
the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hdfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.